Welcome back to a new video. I'm Camille.
I'm Calvin.
And today we're going to be doing something a little different. We're going to be talking about 50 American English reductions from my pronunciation book. So a lot of times people struggle to understand English because we connect our words. And that is what a reduction is. It's reducing the word. So we're going to go over 50 common reductions. We're going to give examples, and hopefully by the end, you'll feel more confident when speaking to Americans, or maybe you'll feel like, I'm ready to try to speak that way too. So are you ready, Calvin?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Perfect. So the first one is for the word and. How could we use the word and?
I would like some rice and beans.
We say for and. What's another example?
I'd like the peas and carrots. I don't know why it's all food.
Black and white.
Black and white.
Black and white. If you're learning English, you will hear black and white. And mm-hmm. You have to learn that at the beginning. But when you get more advanced, and if you want to understand natives, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. We'll try to move faster since there's 50 of these bad boys. Okay. Or we say
Do you like black or white?
We're doing it again.
Oh, is that on there?
Yeah. Do you want black or white photos? Black or white. It's between choices often. Do you like the red or white house? Do you want to go to the beach or that?
Do you like dogs or cats?
Yeah. Or
instead of or, dogs or cats. Dogs or cats?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to drive the car or truck?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're learning English, you'll hear or. Black or white. But yeah, we say
Okay. Two?
Mm-hmm. In spoken English, two sounds like ta. Are you ready to play? Ta. You ready to? Ta.
Do you want to go to the mall? Ooh, that's... Do you want to go...
Yeah.
I almost didn't even catch that.
I know, that was so fast. It's so natural for us. We don't even think about it. It's almost hard to teach it. But you will hear this movies, series, podcasts. Anybody that speaks real life American English as a native, you will hear these reductions. So the next one, them.
M. We say M. Yeah. Have you seen them lately?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you seen them?
Where are my keys? Have you seen them?
That's very common.
Yes. English is crazy.
Okay. Because.
You guys probably know that one.
Yeah.
I don't want to come because I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Until.
Till. I will be here till 9 p.m.
I'm working till 5 today. You don't really hear until. You can say until. You can say the full word. You will not be wrong. But mm-hmm. if you're speaking to natives, this is what you'll hear. How long's the movie? It lasts till 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is up?
What's up? Sort of sounds like funny to me, what's up, but...
Yeah.
We do say it, what's up?
Yeah. There were the funny commercials in like the 90s and 2000s. You know, the what's up.
Yes, we don't say it like that though.
Not anymore, yeah.
What's up, girl? How's it going?
Yeah. It's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is her becomes?
What's her? What's her name? What's her profession?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is his?
What's his? What's his number?
What's his address?
What's his name?
We don't know.
Tell us. Okay.
Give me.
Gimme. You will hear this especially with kids fighting over toys. Yeah. Gimme it.
Yeah, gimme it, gimme it. We hear it a lot.
Gimme,
yeah.
Gimme some food.
Yeah.
Yeah,
gimme. Gimme some respect, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Give me some respect. Gimme some respect.
Mm-hmm.
But give me sounds more formal, so maybe if you are talking to your boss or things like that. I mean, we use reductions in the workplace too, but sometimes some are less formal. Yeah. So you can say the full word.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Let me.
Same thing. Lemmy.
Let me in.
Let me go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lemmy. Instead of let me, Lemmy. Okay. Could have.
I could have gone, but I was too tired.
I could have gone too. Could have. Yeah. So we say could have, shorten it even more, and could have becomes.
Could have?
Could have becomes coulda. I could have done it.
Oh, yeah.
So we have could have.
Oh, yeah. That's
could have,
next.
Coulda. I could have gone.
Mm-hmm. Might have.
Might have. Might have. But we can shorten it even more and it could be.
Mighta.
I might have heard that.
I might have known that.
I might have been there. I might have been there. Mm-hmm.
Musta. Oh, whoops. Must have.
Must have or.
I must have made a mistake. Musta.
I must have been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or musta. Yeah, so these must have can be must have, and even more shortened, it can be musta.
Yeah. Generally with these ones, if the reduction has a have at the end,
mm-hmm.
you can either do the v ending or the so must have, musta.
Yeah. So we're going to do two more examples like that. So should have becomes...
shoulda.
Or should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a saying sometimes we say, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
That's true. That's how you can remember should've, it.
Should have, could have, would have.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Say that 10 times fast.
I should have taken a nap today.
I should have recorded another video for you guys. Yeah. Would have.
And woulda.
Yeah.
So
woulda. Mm-hmm.
I would have given you mine if you would have asked.
I would have taken it if you would have told me. Let's tell them woulda too. I would have come over, but I fell asleep.
I would have liked to have gone, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, we're going to go into a few more. So going to...
gonna.
You've probably heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be there in a minute. Gonna.
I'm going to go today.
I'm going to come with
good.
You. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go. See ya.
Okay. Gotta. Got to becomes gotta.
I gotta go to bed earlier. I'm so tired.
Yes. You shoulda gone to bed earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta. Shoulda. Woulda.
Have to.
Have to.
I have to do my homework.
I have to work out tomorrow.
I have to go to the dentist.
Have to. Mm-hmm. Has to.
Has to.
She has to tell me where she is.
That is one, yeah. Some of these I'm like, oh yeah.
We do say that.
Yeah. She or he has to, Bob has to give me a raise. Something like that.
Has to.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Want to.
Very common one. Mm-hmm. Wanna go to dinner?
Wanna eat Thai food?
I wanna eat.
We're gonna.
Guys, we hope we're not confusing you more with these. If they're hard, just watch the video again.
Yeah.
Write them down, practice. Or you can buy this book too if you want. It has all the reductions in it.
It's a good book.
Okay. It comes with the audio as well. Okay. You can say that part.
Did you eat?
When we're speaking quickly, I might ask Calvin, G-eat yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Did you eat? G-eat yet?
Some people will put it so close together, but it'll almost sound like it. So it'll be like, did you eat? Did you eat?
G-eat.
Yeah.
G-eat. When we're saying it so fast, it sounds like G-eat.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's true.
Yeah. What about... did you have?
Jev
water today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's almost like a little D in the front. Did you have? Do you have?
Jev.
Like, do you have some water? Mm-hmm. Do you have some water?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a shower yet? Jev. Mm-hmm. Did you have Jev? English is wild.
It's tripping me out, actually, right now.
Yeah, because we didn't practice for this video. Maybe Calvin should have reviewed the words.
I should. I'm learning English.
Okay, the next one's pretty obvious. Or no.
Did you ever?
Okay. So if you want to ask somebody, did you ever go to Europe? Do you ever go to Europe?
Jever.
Do you ever see that before?
Mm-hmm.
Jever? Oof, yeah.
Next one is bet you.
This one's a little easier. Betcha.
Betcha.
I betcha he's going to win.
I betcha he will. We'll see.
Betcha bottom dollar.
Yeah, betcha bottom dollar.
It's a saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're more than halfway. Are you guys still with us? Are you still watching these? Or did you decide to, like, stop learning English forever?
You're like, I'm not gonna learn English. And if you say that, we've taught you already.
Yes. Okay, don't you.
Don't ya. Don't you think that... Song yeah. like that? That's a good song if you know that one. Don't ya. I forget the name of it.
Maybe. Don't you have somewhere to be?
Yeah.
Don't ya.
Don't ya. Mm-hmm.
Get you.
Getcha. I'll come get ya after practice.
Mom, can you come get me?
Yeah, I can get ya.
I called you mom.
I guess I'm mom now.
Hypothetical. Sorry.
I am a good actor, so I can play a woman.
Oh, I'm going to get you later. Right now, I am recording a video.
Yes. Got you.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how are you?
How are you?
How are you doing?
How you doing? Would you say that?
How you doing? That's some friends. That's not good.
But it is cultural.
Yes. People do say
how
that.
You doing?
Mm-hmm.
How you doing today? But this one is, how are you?
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
Yeah. How are you doing?
How okay. are you?
Mm-hmm. Next one, how do you?
How'd ya?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you do that? Very common. How'd ya?
Yeah. How'd you go to the store today? Did you take the taxi?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How'd you? Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get the mail?
Did you go to the store?
Did you open that box? Did you? Yeah. It's like DJ again.
What do you?
What do you?
What do you want to do tonight?
I don't know. What do you want to do? What do
we'll
you?
See.
What do you want to do?
Want you.
Want you, want ya.
I want you to come, please.
I want you to come too. Oops, I touched my mic. I want you to come too. Want ya.
What did you?
What'd you do yesterday? What ya?
When did you?
When'd ya? When'd you buy that shirt?
A long time ago. When'd you buy that shirt?
A few months ago. When'd ya?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you?
Where'd you go?
Where'd you go yesterday? We were waiting for you.
Where'd you go? Mm-hmm.
Who did you?
Who'd ya?
Who'd you call yesterday? You were talking for so long.
I didn't call anyone. Who'd you call?
I can't tell you.
Would you?
Would ya pick up some milk?
Would ya? Hey, would you run out for me for a minute?
Would you ever wanna go to Europe?
Would you ever want to? Yes.
We're here right now.
Yes. Okay. Front of.
It's in front of the door. Frana.
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 We use that one a lot. Hey, have you seen my shoes?
It's in front, right in front of you.
They're in front of the door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in front of your face. It's right in front of your face. You can't see it? Your kids.
Yeah. Kind of.
Kinda.
This one's very common.
I'm
kind of tired. We're almost done with the video. Are you kind of tired?
We're tired, so you must be tired.
Because
it's lots of work.
Lots of words, lots of reductions.
Yes, lots of becomes lots mm-hmm. of money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of.
Lotta.
I have a lot of money. Do you have a lot of money?
I don't have much money. I didn't know you have a lot of money.
More money, more problems.
Oh, out of becomes.
Outta.
You are out of control.
It's true. You're out of time, almost.
We are. Last word.
Type of.
Type of.
It's a type of bird.
Jinx. Yeah.
Type of.
It's a type of book. It's a type of movie.
Mm-hmm.
Type of.
Type of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You guys, wow. If you made it to the end of this video, you are an English rock star, because that was 50 English reductions, some of the most common ones that you'll hear in spoken English. Mm-hmm. We do not write these, but in spoken English, you will hear them.
It's true. Yeah. If you made it to the end of this video, I give you a thumbs up.
Yes. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for watching. Please be sure to leave a comment. We love to hear from you guys. And don't forget to subscribe. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you?
Don't you? Don't you forget that word.